The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's racing and you'll hear it all live on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:20pm with Sean Quinn, Rory DeLaghi and Gary Capewell in the studio. It's day two of the Cambridgeshire meeting at Newmarket. We also have Haydock and Worcester alongside that in the afternoon, and then All Weather Fair to take us through the evening with action at Wolverhampton and Dundalk. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Mr. Ross Brightly. How are you, Ross?
Hello, Mr. Mark Walton. Thank you for that very formal intro.
Yes,
I like that.
Yes,
I don't think you don't really get called Mister. I don't really get called Mister Ross Brightly very often. I suppose maybe at the bank.
Yeah,
or
I quite like it when people refer to me as Mister Mark Wallen.
Yeah,
yeah, it makes me feel more respectable.
Yeah, although it makes me feel a bit like I've gone back in time.
Yeah,
it just doesn't happen. Yeah, in fact, no, you wouldn't have it at the bank. You wouldn't even have it at the doctors, would you? They usually just say your name wrong. Go, Russ Riley. I'll go, yeah, that's me.
That's almost me.
Yeah, that'll do. And then someone called Russ Riley comes up and goes, all right, mate, steady on, you've taken my appointment.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
After
no,
all of that.
I'm fine. I'm obviously, like I said, a lot better for being treated with such respect by yourself.
Good. Glad to have that positive impact on your day. Let's talk about some racing news.
All right.
Yeah. Interesting with regards to the ARC rides. With Gregory Benoit choosing Ektop, therefore Avenir Certain goes to Christophe Lemaire. No ride for Frankie though in there.
Well,
and it's unlikely that he'll get on Rule of the World if Joseph O'Brien wants to ride. So,
yeah, yeah, it's frustrating for Frankie, but that's the way the cookie crumbles, I suppose. What's the word? Something of riches.
Embarrassment of riches.
An embarrassment of riches. That's what I was looking for in terms of Gregory Benoit's choice. Would you like to ride one of the top fillies in the country or one of the top colts in the country for the top race in the country? It's not a bad choice, really. It's no surprise to see he's gone with Ekto, or however you want to pronounce it. You know, he's won 6 of his 7 starts. He was very impressive the way he quickened up in the Prix-Niel. However, the past few years of the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe have shown that a young, improving filly is a very valuable tool indeed in this race. So he might well live to regret that decision, as Avenir Certain has a lot of ticks and a lot of boxes. And if you'd backed 3-year-old fillies blind the past few years, you'd be rolling in it.
Mm.
So he might well live to regret it. However, I can certainly see why he's chosen that, but both got to have huge chances. The ARC over the past few years has become one of the most open races around, really.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see what conditions turn up as well, because by the looks of things, we might well have a genuine good ground ARC, which you don't get many of these days.
No. That seems to be the case. Still soft, but it's drying quite gradually, and they're gonna have a nice weekend. So possibly good ground in the ARC. What's going on? Anyway. So that's the rider situation. We also now know that we're pretty likely to see Tegruder in the lineup after a nice piece of work.
And apparently rightly so.
Yes, apparently she put on a bit of condition after the race in York last time, but she came back to life when back on the race course in a piece of work, and they seem pretty happy with her. So she's 11-2 market leader with us. Do you see her having a favourites chance?
Yeah, I as I said at the time of York, I almost thought that even though she was against her own sex, I almost thought the York race was kind of more difficult for her than the King George or the Ark would be, because she was on a hide into nothing, and she was on level weights as well. I mean, she's going to receive a healthy weight swing with some decent horses, admittedly, but as she did it in the King George, where the pressure's off almost, and she's allowed to race, given these allowances, and race freely as she has done. And last time out, it was the first time the pressure was really on her, and she was beaten by an improver on the day. Plus, York is a funny place anyway. We've seen top-class horses disappointed at York all the way down the past few years. I think she's got to go. It would have been foolish, I think, personally, assuming that, as I said, she'd shown that she was in the right form to go.
Yeah.
I think she's got a great chance, definitely. I don't. That defeat last night doesn't worry me one bit. I think people make a lot of defeats in these kind of... I like to see horses take in these constant tests. And if you come up short every now and then, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they're not shirking away from these races is definitely a bonus.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And apparently she's right where they want her to be. And the only thing that would concern them is bottomless ground at Longchamp, which it doesn't look like it's going to be. So
yeah,
all systems go for Tegruda then, by the looks of things. Anything else in the news that's caught your eye, Ross? Or should we just move on to what's a pretty good Friday at Newmarket?
Well, only that I'm a little bit disappointed Air Pilot hasn't gone into the Cambridgeshire First Reserve.
But mainly, just missed out, didn't he?
Yeah, but mainly because I wanted to take it on, and I thought it would maybe add a point or two to horses in the race. So I'm a bit disappointed that hasn't happened. I was hoping everyone would go crazy for the horse,
yeah,
and I could sneak in with a couple of bigger price wages. So that's personally a disappointment. A lot of people would be disappointed because they backed it, but I'm the other way.
How inconsiderate of them, eh?
Well, I know.
Yes.
I just like being contrary, so well, any opportunity.
Fair enough. We'll leave that there. Let's move on to Friday's action. There's a very good card coming up from Newmarket, and we'll get Ross's thoughts next.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
All right then, on to Friday. Newmarket 2:40 is where we're going to start, and this is the Rockfell Stakes, which is a filly's Group 2 over 7 furlongs. It's for 2-year-old fillies as well, and we do have betting on site for a lot of the races, so do have a look and see if it's on there. We've got it for this race, and Lucida is the 5-4 market leader. New Providence 9-2, 7-1 for Calypso Beat. What Say You is 9-1, 10-1 for Stroll Patrol and Tigrilla, 12-1 for Fed Ail, and then 16-1 or bigger prices for the other two runners. Lucida Ross, can see why she's favourite here. She made a winning debut at Nace, and then gone pretty close in better company than this recently, and she's still on the upgrade. And do you see her having a decent chance here?
Yes, yeah, I think it's a huge run the day behind Cursory Glance. Can see absolutely no reason why she shouldn't be favourite, really. I mean, she's run two huge races. Cursory Glance struck for home a long way out at the Curragh last time out, and Lucida just tried to squeeze through a gap that wasn't necessarily there. I think she was beaten by a better horse, admittedly. And I mean, the slight worry is that the first five, there wasn't a lot between them. However, they were all talented horses. The right horses were up there. You know, found back in third, and Malabar as well, who'd improved for Mick Shannon. So the figure was good. Yeah, the fact that they finished at a slight heap would worry me a little bit, but I don't think there's too much to get excited about in this field. A lot of the bigger price runners have plenty to prove. You've got four good rock solid horses, I think. New Providence is of intrigue as well, after getting up on the line to beat Miles Shawk at Salisbury last time out. I thought that was a pretty nice little race, and Hugo Palmer's had a good season.
Mm-hmm.
Calypso Beat's going to be the pace angle in, and it wouldn't be the first time we've seen a race of this nature won by something bagging a rail and disappearing into off into the horizon. But I think What Say You is the intrigue in each way alternative. Caught the eye with the way it ran on debut behind Malabar, and then bolted up last time out on the July course. Admittedly, it was only a relatively modest filly's maiden, but the third has come out and won very easily since. And I just really like the way she went about things. And Carl Burke's had a good season. Obviously, Two's Call for School had a similar profile to this, and then went to York and ran in group company and won the other day in pretty impressive fashion. So he's had a great year, Carl Burke. Will Buick on board. Lucida the one to beat, but I think What Say You is the each way play.
Okay, good stuff. On to the next race that we're going to look at, and this is the Joel Stakes, which is a Group 2. It's part of the British Champions Series. It's at 3:15, and this is for 3-year-olds and older over a mile, and some in-form runners here, Ross. Mm. We have betting on site for this race as well, and Captain Cat is the 4-1 market leader, being nibbled from 9-2 as well. Tullius is 5-1, 11-2 for One of Yours. Order Combat is 7s from 8s, 8-1 for Custom Cut and Out Strip, and then 10-1 or bigger prices. The rest, quite a competitive renewal here, Ross. So what are your thoughts here?
It is a very, very, very competitive renewal, isn't it, really? I mean, the more you look at it, even if you go into bigger prices, you know, Penitent, Cause and Distance Form, group runner, Cable Bay is a massive price. Yeah, he was runner-up last season in the Dewhurst behind War Command and didn't run that badly at Doncaster last time out. A-Rod, interesting, dropping back in trip. Custom Cuts had a fantastic year. He might well have found his level here, though, I think, this afternoon. Outstrip was a very talented horse as a two-year-old, not quite lived up to it as a three-year-old, but he's not going to beat Kingman, and that's what he's had to do on his last three starts, so this is a lot easier for him. Tullius is a nice horse as well. He's been a little bit frustrating, I think, on a couple of his starts. Captain Cat should really be fourth, a win of his last four. He got done by a slow pace at Goodwood behind Bow Creek, but he won easily at Haydock the other day. But I think Hall of Combat is the each-way play based on that same form. I think Freddie Tillisky looked at Captain Cat and said, right, you're the horse I've got to beat. I'm going to track you all the way. Unfortunately, they both spent so long trying to beat each other, they forgot that there was several other horses in the race, which often happens. It wasn't ridden to suit the patiently ridden horses that day, but he's progressed very nicely, and James Fanshawe's in great form. He won here at Newmarket early on in the season. He was then third in the Britannia and second behind Wanna Be Yours. He's not the simplest of animals, admittedly. I think he does have to be ridden patiently and he has to be planted, but Ryan Moore on board is a huge plus for this horse. I think his riding style is going to be absolutely bang on perfect for Horde Combat, and I think that factor alone means he's a great each-way bet.
Okay. Hard of Combat, a great each way bet in the 3:15. And if that wasn't tricky enough, we move on to the 5 o'clock at Newmarket next, which is the Shadwell Farm Handicap, also known as the Silver Cambridgeshire. And it's a Class 2 handicap over a mile and one furlong. And it's for the 3 year olds and older. We have 25 of them in the lineup for this, Ross. And I've seen easier puzzles to solve.
Well, yeah. Well, I wouldn't have tried to solve it if you hadn't asked me to. I think come Friday, I'll leave it to the masochists for this one. Plenty of progressive animals. Manjol ran an absolute stormer against a nice horse the other day, a definite group horse in the shape of the Corsican. I think he's bound to go well. Manassa can be given another chance as well after being beaten at York last time out. I think he's progressed nicely, but he was sent off a short price behind Master of the World. But a few of Sir Michael Stout's, they seem to win in spite of themselves at York, I think, sometimes, and Manassa just didn't quite get to grips with the race was unfolding. I think they're both very interesting. But one at a bigger price who will most likely be underrated. But the thing with these races is that, I mean, they're not easy to find the winner with. And again, much like the Arc, in the past, the Cambridgeshire and races like this, you'd find a nice progressive, well-handicapped horse. But they're all over the place now and anything can happen. I think Reese Rascal is going to run a good race as well. He was narrowly beaten by Starwatch the other day over at Windsor. But he's a strong traveller who loves a fastly run handicap like this. He's off a career high mark and he's never actually been to Newmarket, strangely. He's got a very good record at Newbury, and he races around Kempton as well. He doesn't stray that far away from Newmarket, but he's never been here. And I think he'll have the race under suit. He's going to be a big price and he's going to be ignored because people will get crazy about the three-year-olds, admittedly. But I think Manassa is the intriguing one for the three-year-old brigade. I do think he's better than that York run last time out, but Reese Rascal could be intriguing for the older animals.
Okay, a couple against the field, then we'll allow you a couple against the field in that.
Thanks very much. Yeah.
5 o'clock at Newmarket. Let's just have a quick summary, Ross, then, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your selections one more time.
Yes, 2:40 at Newmarket. I think Lucida will take all the beating, but What Say You should run a very good race at a very good price. I think Horde Combat's a great each way bet for James Fanshawe and Ryan Moore in the Joel Stakes, and Manassa and Reese Rascal in the Silver Cambridgeshire.
Fantastic. Good work, Ross. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy on Friday. So there you go, the thoughts of Ross Briley on Friday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:20 p.m. with Sean Quinn, Rory Delaghi and Gary Capewell in the studio. We have day two of the Cambridgeshire meeting at Newmarket. There's also Haydock and Worcester in the afternoon. Wolverhampton and Dundalk will provide the action in the evening. Plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.